You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. God bless you today, no matter where you are, whether you're on your way to work, maybe you're on your way home and you're hearing this program at night here at 8:45 p.m. God bless you. Hope you've been enjoying this program. We're looking at the doctrine of Christ this week. This is one of the most important revelations God's ever given me, and that is this: all of this truth on who Jesus is. You know, there's a lack of information out here today in a lot of churches and out here in the world on who Jesus is, and yet it's so important. The sermon comes from 2 John verse 9 that says, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God." Now, we've been looking at what that is. We've also been looking at, in yesterday's program, and I think we touch on it here today, the consequences for not believing in any one of these and how you must believe in all seven of these, and how even just not believing in one of these has catastrophic effects. If you don't believe He's born of a virgin, how could you not believe that? If He was not born of a virgin, then He was born with a sin nature, and it's no different than anyone else dying for you. He lived a sinless life. God took a body. We looked at, you know, the seemingly innocent comment, you know, well, the Messiah hasn't come yet. And according to 1 John chapter 4, it says you've got the spirit of Antichrist. And it dawned on me recently how most Jewish people that don't believe, it was passed down to them many times from their grandmother. And they say, well, you know, the Messiah hasn't come yet in the flesh. We're still waiting for the Messiah to come. And that's a seemingly innocent comment. People chuckle about it. And yet the Bible says that if you have fallen prey to that, that you have been infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Now, when you think of that, not so funny anymore, is it? That's what we're looking at here today. We're looking at, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine to you, don't bid him Godspeed. That's what we're going to look at here today. Enjoy today's program on the doctrine of Christ.
And a deceiver. Better yet, the Bible calls you infected with a dreadful virus. Don't believe Christ has come in the flesh? You can't be saved. Whether or not you're Jewish, don't believe the Messiah. And you know, think about these Jews and what they do. They sit around laughing about this stuff. They don't believe because their grandmother told them the Messiah hasn't come yet. Oh, well, we're still waiting. Huh? We know the Messiah hasn't come yet in the flesh. Fool, do you know what you're saying? You're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. This is no laughing matter. Examine for yourself to see if the Christ has come in the flesh. Don't listen to your grandmother. Man, you better check this stuff out for yourself and see if it's true. That's why Jews don't believe, because their grandmother told them the Messiah hasn't come yet. Don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Can you be saved? demons believe and you don't. That would make you lower than demons in the belief business. Is that going to get you into heaven? Right. Not in a pig's eye. You don't believe Jesus is the Son of God? You'll never see the inside of heaven. You think it's stylish not to believe that? No, you're greatly mistaken. Jesus told Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Revealed what? You are the Christ, the Son of God. Don't believe Jesus died on the cross. Can you be saved? Well, you know, cross, stake. Why do Jehovah's Witnesses get in such a big tizzy about this? What's the difference if it had a crossbar or not on it? All I know is it's a piece of wood and the Son of God died on it. This is what's important. It's Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. My faith is not affected if it didn't have a crossbar on it. All I know is the Son of God died on it and shed his blood on it, regardless of what it looked like. Don't believe he died on the cross? Can you be saved? No. You've got to believe that he died. Not that he was out of breath, not that he passed out, but that he died. He died and God raised him up, which brings us to the next one. Don't believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Can you be saved? If you don't believe that, you've missed the entire Christian faith. What sets us apart from everybody else? Our lives have got hope that when we die, we are going to spend eternity in heaven on streets of gold, like the song we sung here this morning. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you've missed the entire Christian faith. There's more to this life than living and dying. Don't believe Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Can you be saved? Let me put it this way. If you believe like Oprah and all the others that there's another way to heaven, then plain and simple, God made a mistake. Let me say that again. Oprah and others say, "Oh, well, there's lots of ways to get to heaven." If there's other ways to get to heaven, you see, then God made a mistake. God overlooked it. You know, we need to add another throne in heaven and put your name on it. I mean, imagine that. God couldn't think of another way to redeem mankind, but you did. Let's put another throne. You need your own throne. Anyone who believes that needs their own throne. You thought of something that God couldn't think of. Adrian Rogers says this: "Any God who would let his son die like that when he didn't need to, I'd hate to run into him in a dark alley." Imagine that, letting his son die a horrible death like that on the cross when all he had to do was consult you because you got another plan. Let's close today on the rest of these verses here in 2 John. "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God." So if you don't believe in these points we've just looked at, or whoever disregards, is what this word means, remember? Whoever disregards, that is, maybe you believe but you don't care, or you disregard it like a speed limit. Whoever disregards the doctrine of Christ does not have God. And then one day, you'll hear those fateful words, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you." I mean, you don't know him. He doesn't know you. That's fair enough, right? If you know him, he knows you. If you don't choose to know him, he can accommodate you. And says he won't know you either. Now this verse continues. "He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, this one has the Father and the Son. Now, if there come any unto you and do not bring this doctrine." What doctrine? Doctrine of Christ. The word "bring" is the Greek word "phero." It means to be carried from one place to the other. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a preacher, you know. "Whoever comes to you and does not bring to you the doctrine of Christ does not have God." To bring it to you is to carry along this truth here with you. If anyone comes to you and does not bring to you the doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him. Now, this is where the space program gets the word from. Do not bid him Godspeed. For anyone who biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Wow. Now, there's some tough love from the Apostle John. How do we apply this? What should we do? I mean, should we never, ever greet anyone that doesn't go to Island Community Church? Or anyone else outside the church? No. This applies to false teachers, false religions, those who profess to be Christians, those who call themselves Christians but don't adhere to the doctrine of Christ. Let me read you one more verse. This is what the Apostle Paul said about it. Romans 16, 17. Listen to this. Romans 16, 17. Paul said, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." Paul says the same. Holy Spirit says the same thing. First through John, now to Paul, warning. If anyone, again, note those who cause divisions. That's the word schisms. Whoever causes schisms, and the word for offense means to stumble. It's the word scandalon, where our word scandal comes from. Whoever causes you to stumble or causes divisions, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, avoid them. In other words, like if someone comes in here in this church and said, "Don't believe in the resurrection. That was all made up in the first century by the apostles." So that's really what he means by that. Not greeting anyone. And also in the first century, these traveling evangelists were put up in people's houses. You know, people stayed with other Christians back then. They're saying, don't even allow these people into your house. Watch what he says. Receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. All right, who do we apply this to? I'd say Jehovah's Witnesses. I'd say Mormons. That would be another lesson for another day. That's a great question. Any group that twists the doctrine of Christ, because these groups will infect you, and they'll infect you with a virus. Certainly not to unbelievers. He's not talking about unbelievers. Otherwise, you'd never be able to say hi to anybody. That's not who he's talking about. You still need to go out and greet unbelievers and be kind to them. It's not what he's talking about. He's saying, don't embrace false doctrine. Don't let false teachers into your house. Okay, so there we have it. Who is Jesus? He's born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. God took a body. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. And there's no other way. No other way to heaven except through him. There's no other way to be admitted into heaven than through the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.